You know me. You know me. You know me, O created man, for I made you. You have a sense for me, an instinct. I am you, and you are me. You know me, says the Lord of all things. You know me. The prophets of the Old Testament told us that time and again. The great I am is everywhere and in all things and all human beings. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Hosea, and many others confirmed in writing what we know. I am in you. You know me, says the Lord God on high. You know me. And the Apostle Paul did the same. Even the natural man, says Paul, knows there is a God, for the godly is in him. The great I am is in the genes. It's in the genes, all of them. The great I am is in the DNA. The great I am is in the brain cells, the heart tissue, the pulsing blood. You know me, says the God of the universe, in all of these ways, because I am in you, because I am you. The natural man, the unbeliever, fights against this reality, fights it, resists it, defies it, but to no avail. Even that natural man knows the great I am way down deep. And in confirmation of this God of the universe, listen to these words. I walk at night beneath majestic skies, and know behind them is a God all-wise, who pinned all stars each in a lonely place, then wrapped them in the darkened robe of space. Isn't that incredible? If you want evidence of the great God of the universe, says the writer, take a walk at night. If you want to see the handiwork of the God Creator, take a long nightly look at the heavenly skies. I walk at night beneath majestic skies, and I know behind them is a God all-wise. So take a long, loving look at the stars, pinned by God and wrapped in the darkened robe of space. Isn't that beautiful? Stare and wonder in awe. How can you look at the heavens without being in awe? How great this God is as you observe his brilliant handiwork. God made the heavens even as he made you and me. The majestic heavens are marvelous to behold. 2,000 years ago, there were shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over sheep, as shepherds do, especially by night. They perhaps knew the majestic heavens better than anyone. They knew the stars, the planets at work, how wonderful the moon was in all of its glorious splendor. And perhaps that is why the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord Creator shone all around them. But these shepherds, accustomed to the heavens and the stars, they knew the glory and the wonder of the heavens, but even they had never ever seen anything like this. They had never seen the glory of the Lord shine like it did that night. And from the majesty of these heavens and the angelic messenger came great tidings, tidings of great joy, really good news. From these majestic skies came the word that a very special Savior had been born in the city of David. Rejoice, they said. Rejoice, these messengers from God said, and be exceedingly glad. And then those angels broke into song, songs of praise. See in your mind's eye this unbelievable, this glorious and wondrous multitude of angels dancing in praise to God. Hear them singing, chanting this praise. Hear their words then and for eternity. Glory, glory to God, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill to all mankind. Boy, do we need that today. And those, my fellow Americans, and hopefully my fellow Christians, those were the words of the great I am, the God you know. That was the message of the great you know me, the creator of the universe, the creator of all things, gave to mankind his greatest creation, the babe of Bethlehem, Jesus of Nazareth. This great creator turned father and gave us his son. As the poetess Esther Eden so beautifully wrote, what the heavens produced in turn produced rapture in the soul. And then this rapture produced for her her very own praise to God. And she wrote, O Lord my God, how wonderful thou art! How wonderful thou art! Boy, is that the truth. For you not only made our world and all things in it, but this poetess said, you have now in Bethlehem satisfied man's heart. And I bow before you, wonderful, mighty, and loving God, and I thank you. I thank you for your very special gift to all mankind. And then there were the wise men, early astrologers who knew the signs of the times, men who watched the stars, their movements, knowing the divine was among them. But there was that one night, that special night, when there appeared in the heavens a very special star, a star of wonder, a star of might, a star with royal beauty bright. And so these wise men followed, they followed this star, the star as it settled over Bethlehem, and they went in haste to find him, for them, the long-awaited Messiah. These wise men had waited patiently for the God of the universe to reveal his special love gift, and they knew it when they saw it. They knew it. He had come. And they, the wise men, followed that star, and they found and worshipped him, the babe, as all wise men and women, truly wise, did then and still do today. Do you? And then there were three kings from the Orient, and they too followed the star, coming from afar, for they were determined to find and worship this wondrous, loving, and glorious gift from God. One of them brought frankincense. The other brought the gift of myrrh, the world's most expensive fragrance as a gift. And the third brought gold, the most precious metal on earth, to honor the babe of Bethlehem. And like the shepherds and the wise men, when these kings who traveled from afar found him, they also worshipped him. It was as though the great I Am had said to them, and all mankind, that the birth of Jesus of Nazareth confirmed the fact that now for sure you really know me. Now for sure. And these kings and wise men said with the poetess Esther Eden, O Lord my God, how wonderful thou art! How glorious art thou! Oh, so true. And after the stars at night, there is the wonder and glory of the morning, says Esther Eden. The colors of the earth and the sun in all of its majesty and glory overwhelm the eye. Further evidence of the great I Am. And you know him as you experience the wonder and glory of the morning, don't you? So there comes another day, a rapturous, glorious day, to experience more of his handiwork. A day which gives us another opportunity to say with the angels of old, glory to God, glory to God. How wonderful art thou and thy creations. You know how blessed we are to know more of this great Creator and this Father. The earth is indeed the Lord's, and he has allowed us the privilege of sharing it with him. We can have our souls restored, and we could be once again led by him in paths of righteousness. How wonderful, how glorious, how blessed we are, morning and night. Morning and night we see and know his handiwork within and without. His message, the evidence of him, is everywhere. And as he, our Creator, reminds us, you know me, you know me. The glories of the night and the colors of the morning are followed by noon, says the poetess Esther Eden, and the warmth of the shining sun. Watch carefully. Observe the you know me at work in the flowers, the glorious colors of those flowers. Observe the Creator in the tender blade of grass, she says, the stately trees, and all of his nature made by him for us to enjoy. The writer at noon and at night and in the morning admits she fails to comprehend it all somehow. So do I. But that she lives with a rapturous soul and then prays in glory to the God of the universe and the Father of Jesus of Nazareth, the Christ of glory, And so she simply says this, "Oh, how wonderful! How wonderful art thou! Great I am, and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." You know, it really is so interesting today how modern man, naturalist to a fault, denies this God, with evidence everywhere of a great Creator, everywhere, and in all things, and in Him, and in her, and yet they deny. Why? As they deny, consequently, they deny themselves. How tragic is the plight of the natural man who cuts himself off from the glory and wonder of creation. For creation, God made, is everywhere and in everything. It is a constant process. God at work, making and remaking, creating and recreating, and doing that marvelous work in you, every day, if you will but allow it. How tragic that the natural man will not. He won't let that happen. That the power of the wonder of it all, the glory of it all, the creative power that emanated from Bethlehem is there every day, ready to bring out the best in everyone, in the genes, the DNA, the brain cells, the heart tissue, and the pulsing blood. The you know me at work. But the naturalist denies it and won't let it happen. If only one would open and receive and understand with eyes to see and ears to hear, how that life would be changed. Has yours been changed by the great I am and by the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the babe of Bethlehem? Has it? You know, it's so easy to claim the message of love and reconciliation from the babe of Bethlehem, and yet so hard, almost impossible for the natural man, for pride, the pride of a natural man, the destructive pride prevents that from happening. The Bethlehem event for them, the naturalists, is myth only. It's not reality. But in fact, it is the ultimate reality, the ultimate revelation, the ultimate act of creation by the God of the universe, who then and now reveals himself as Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. To me, my Lord Jesus Christ, to all mankind, if you only accept and claim. If you do, then you can say with the poetess Esther Duval Eden that, in fact, man's heart has been satisfied. Truly so, truly satisfied. The shepherds knew him. The wise men found him. The Orient kings worshipped him. So at this wonderful Christmas season, my fellow Americans, I pray that we would be like them. Claim the babe of Bethlehem as our very own, so that we can say with the angels now and always, glory, glory, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill for all mankind. For the goodwill and peace the world so desperately needs, can only come from Him. Then we can truly say to the great I am, to the you know me, how wonderful art thou, how glorious art thou. And I am proud to say that this loving poetess, Esther Duval Eden, was the sister of my mother, my aunt, who is now with him.